New independent emission tests suggest cars are still putting out more pollution than the manufacturers claim. A global network of scientists calling themselves AIR, A-I-R, are launching a publicly accessible index of car emissions based on road tests in towns and cities. It shows that a range of vehicles which have passed the stringent Euro 6 pollution standard are nonetheless pumping out a lot more nitrogen oxide into the air that we breathe. Well, joining me now to explain is AIR's co-founder, data expert Nick Mulden. Welcome to the program. Just give us the background of of AIR, would you please? Because you're about to take on a big industry.
Yes, that's right. That's why we've gathered together experts from around Europe and, in fact, around the world, including a guy called Dan Carter, who was responsible for the initial work behind uncovering Dieselgate itself. So we've actually got the very best people out there who've put our heads together, and we've come up with a method for testing that's gone through European standardisation. So this is not just like another research report on emissions testing. This has actually got a formal legal underpinning based on this expert reputation and the work we've done. And therefore, the AIR Index we launched today actually has the ability to for policy and for consumers really to trust these ratings.
Right. So that was going to be, I mean, that's the fundamental question really, isn't it? That how useful and how powerful are your findings as far as forcing car manufacturers to go in line with them rather than doing their own tests and, as they some have in the past, falsifying them?
Trust is the biggest issue here, because actually many vehicles are becoming substantially cleaner. But consumers at the moment don't know what to believe. There's been a complete loss of trust because of Dieselgate and all the other revelations that have come out off the back of it. People now don't know what to believe. And so people are actually often sitting on their hands and not buying vehicles and hanging on to their older, dirty vehicles. So the upshot of all this actually is air quality is arguably getting worse at the moment. So the AIR Index has the opportunity to give trust back to consumers so they can buy confidently.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be said that you know, various governments have made things extremely difficult for any discerning buyer, haven't they, by clouding the issue over diesel and petrol engines and all the rest of it. And they, although electricity is the way forward, the actual physical way in which you can recharge a car is difficult, and you know, distance range is a problem and so on. So I think, you know, consumers could be forgiven, couldn't they, for wandering around in the dark a bit?
Absolutely. And I think the most striking thing from the results we published today is the cleanest vehicle, which is A-rated on the AIR Index, is actually a 2018 Land Rover Discovery, which is a 3-litre diesel engine. Yeah. Most people wouldn't think that could be true. And actually, the one of the dirtiest vehicles is a very small hatchback vehicle. So my message is, your preconceived notions actually may not be right. What you need is this real world data to tell you, actually, in certain circumstances, it can be really a very clean option to buy a big 4x4.
I mean, we don't obviously have details for all the detail, time for all the detail of the results, but that, as you say, there's some very surprising ones out there, aren't there?
That's right. And also, petrols are not necessarily the cleanest either.
No.
There's an example of a 1.2 Nissan Qashqai, which, although relatively clean compared to some of the dirtiest diesels, is actually four times more emitting than that Land Rover Discovery. So it really puts it in context. Petrols are not always the way out.
So if you're a purchaser of the future and you care about the air we breathe and all the rest of it, where are these results going to be?
So if you go to airindex.com, the results are all freely accessible. And we're also running a program, ongoing program of testing cars as they're launched, and also filling in the historical back catalogue. A lot of the problem here is there are 8 million dirty diesel vehicles on the road. That's the legacy of Dieselgate, really, which are not touched by the new regulations the industry is bringing in. The AIR Index offers a way of rating those older vehicles, Euro 5s and Euro 6s, which people will buy as used cars. So whether you're buying new or buying used, the AIR Index gives you a way of finding out what they really do.
And finally, in terms of air purity and all the rest of it, are we better off staying in the EU and joining in with their much more muscly regulations, you think, or if we go on our own, do we run the risk of more air pollution?
I don't think there's any realistic prospect that the certification of new vehicles will deviate from the European system. We will stay with the European right. system. But where we have the opportunity with Brexit is in what's called the surveillance. So checking those vehicles maintain their level of emissions through their life. That is a nation state question, and that's where the UK government could actually play a very active role in making sure a vehicle which sounds great at new, does it actually stay clean through its life? That's a growing and important question that we could take responsibility for ourselves post-Brexit.